Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Patrick Skeen, known professionally as Pip's Kid, or sometimes Wicked Nut, is a Canadian rapper and writer and one of the most active creative artists at the Vancouver and Winnipeg-based independent hip-hop label Peanuts & Corn. Skid is known for his distinctive gravel-throated vocals. In 2008, Pat and me started a label called Marathon of Dope, on which we released 50 records and collaborated with over 20 artists. It was a pleasure catching up after 2 years of corona quarantines. We spoke about Terry Fox, a Canadian athlete, humanitarian, and cancer research activist. In 1980, with one leg having been amputated due to cancer, he embarked on an east-to-west cross-Canada run to raise money and awareness for cancer research. Although the spread of his cancer eventually forced him to end his quest after 143 days, 5,373 kilometers, and ultimately cost him his life, his efforts resulted in a lasting worldwide legacy. The annual Terry Fox Run, first held in 1981, has grown to involve millions of participants in over 60 countries and is now the world's largest one-day fundraiser for cancer research. Over 800 million Canadian dollars have been raised in his name as of April 2020. This is what Pat had to add.
One that came to mind when I was younger, before I started making music or anything, was this guy, Terry Fox. Now, Terry Fox, he had cancer, and so he was running across Canada to raise money for cancer, and he had a prosthetic leg. This was in the early 80s. You know, things are very different. Like, there was no, what are those stupid things that people do the online to raise money? COVID made my brain stupid.
Crowdfunding,
yeah.
There you go.
That's stupid shit. He started in the East Coast of Canada. In the 80s, it wasn't like sports nutrition. He had a fucked up old pair of Adidas sneakers, which now they make like a memorial pair of with the map inside the insole. But when he started running, it was just like, I think it was just like him and his brother in a van. And no one knew he was doing it. And so it's just this guy with a prosthetic leg running down the highway in all kinds of fucked up weather conditions. People were swerving at them. People were throwing beer bottles at his head and like screaming at him to get the fuck off the road. I mean, you'll have to look at a map of Canada, and the East Coast is, I mean, I imagine back then, especially like the highways are a little more treacherous, a rougher landscape. And right on the East Coast of Canada, the weather can be pretty bad. And he's in pain and he has cancer. And it wasn't until he got into Ontario where the news had finally kind of picked it up and started saying, like, holy shit, this guy's running across Canada with cancer. I don't remember what Ontario town, but he rolled into one of these small towns and there were in the morning and there are all these people there to greet him. And then things sort of changed and people were supporting. And it wasn't too long after that that he just couldn't continue the run anymore. But as a kid, I remember being so inspired by him, and like life was always so depressing all the time and seemed so difficult, and where you're like, I don't even like running up the fucking stairs, and this guy's running across Canada in like in the snow and the rain. And like, for those of you that would be familiar with the Marathon of Dope label, Terry Fox's slogan was Marathon of Hope, which is where I took the Marathon of Dope, which is where that came from. Before we started that label, I always had this idea where as an underground artist, it can just feel so insurmountable to like ever accomplish anything and get anything done without having the resources and the money and the connections and those sorts of things to do anything in the music industry. And also like as a homage to someone who I grew up having so much respect for. And in Canada, there are these, like, every year there's a Terry Fox run and like different towns and cities. You know, there's Terry Fox parks, and the one of the small towns I lived in when I was a kid for a while had the Terry Fox Park. One of those parks, it has all those stops where you like exercise on really dangerous, janky equipment. And like, I would always hang out there. And then more recently in the news, the white nationalist trucker convoy went to Ottawa here to protest COVID mandates. And they dressed up the statue of Terry Fox as an anti-vaxxer. Terry Fox was like raising money for science. So the irony of all of that. Which pissed a lot of people off. Anyhow,
he's seen as a national hero though, right? Or not?
Yeah, for sure. And there's a 30 for 30 documentary directed by NBA alumni Steve Nash, who's also Canadian, and it's called Into the Wind. It's fantastic. Get a box of Kleenex and roll up and watch that. It really highlights the like how little support he had in the beginning of his his run and to keep going with no support. I mean, again, another sort of in line with like making underground music or art or anything, where it's just like, are you a total idiot for continuing on? or like, if you build it, will they come? Probably not. So you just keep going and going and going, right? I mean, obviously his run was much different than making shitty rap music for nobody, but
I like these little motivational talks that we're having every now and then.
Always a good time talking to Pip's Kid. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Bird of Prey, another Canadian rapper and close friend of mine, about his love for Roxanne Shanté. For video versions of these interviews, I suggest you go to our YouTube channel, Crate Records. For more information on Accolades, go to craterecords.be. Thanks for listening.